Watch out! It's the next crop! Great new Australian music.
Oh, God!
On Triple J.
Hello, I'm Alex.
And I'm Thomas.
And we're from the Melbourne band Oh Mercy.
We are a duo at the moment. We are a duo. And at the moment we have Angus Tanowski drumming and Eliza playing bass.
Eliza Lamb playing bass.
So have you always been a duo, technically?
Yes, Tom and I have been writing together since we're in Year 10. And I suppose we've always been in bands together. And whether or not we called ourselves a duo, we've been the two principal songwriters, and that's just how we work. I think we just kind of dedicated to the idea of being a duo.
Pretty recently.
Yeah. It seemed like the sensible thing to do.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of particular aim or ethos behind the music of Oh Mercy?
As I mentioned, Tom and I have been playing together since, writing together since we were in high school. So I suppose if there was any ethos behind forming the band, it would have just been as a way of wasting away the last couple of years in high school doing something that we loved. We just shared some common interests musically, and it made sense to play together. Mm. It was pretty innocent, you know.
So what musically drew you together?
We went to a school with a lot of, like, sort of athletic types, and neither of us were very good with our fitness.
I was quite good at squash.
Yeah, well, we were coordinated, just not fit. I always knew Alex was sort of, just by the way, dressed and stuff, and songs he'd play at assemblies in school and stuff. I knew that we were both into the same sort of stuff. And
I think I called up Tom after hearing the Panic Sleep Like a Curse featured on Triple J. They played the album start to finish, and we'd both been listening independently, and we just kind of called each other and talked about how great we thought it was.
Yeah.
And we kind of started writing together.
Was there a vision for that set of songs?
We didn't really have a vision.
It was very innocent. It was, let's get together, write some songs. We like the same kind of music.
Yeah.
And let's put them on the Unearth webpage and try to get some gigs.
Can you put into words the kinds of sounds that people can hear in your music, the kind of styles?
Yeah, sure. Well, our music is very melodic and it's lyrically based. There's a lot of emphasis on the lyric. Well, there's definitely an appreciation of pop music.
Where do the lyrics come from?
I suppose I just write from experience. I mean, like I mentioned, I'm 21, so I'm experiencing a lot of new things. I've got a whole lot of things to be writing about. Yeah, just day-to-day experience mixed in with a little bit of polish to make it, you know, widely interesting.
Are you both the types of musicians that wander around with a little notebook in case inspiration flashes at any point?
Not really.
I have to admit that I'd be that guy, but I don't like to parade it. I think I might have a sneaky jot down of an idea on the train behind a newspaper or something.
Yeah, definitely. But keep the bit of paper in your pocket. And
I'm not going to parade it around.
No notebooks or anything.
Speak for yourself. I got a notebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a text edit.
Text edit.
What about beside the bed? A lot of people say, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night with a great idea, you need to be able to jot it down.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, and I don't know how they manage to get out of bed. I often spend hours just thinking, you know, maybe I should get out of bed and, you know, and put this to tape or something, or write it down. But I love sleeping so much, and perhaps even more than music, that I often just roll over and go back to sleep. And I try to convince myself that you only think that the idea is so fantastic because you're in that kind of dream state. That's just the way I justify going back to sleep. It's not necessarily true, but I try to convince myself.
Wow, the discipline, huh? What's it like when the two of you get together to play? Do you write songs then, or...?
We both have Mac laptops, and we always sort of put our ideas straight out onto that, and then we'll sort of figure it out together and then bring it to the band and get some drums and bass happening with it.
If we're lucky enough, we can get together in the same room and listen to some Dusty Springfield or something and then try to nut out a song. The odd occasion that we have the time to get together, it usually comes up with something pretty wonderful.
Mm. Now, you threw the name Dusty Springfield in there. Listening to your music, I do kind of get sucked back into past decades. It has a real kind of retro feel to it. Is that something that you've consciously done?
Well, my mum brought me up on Dusty Springfield and Dionne Warwick and Nancy Sinatra, and so I actually thought that that was how men were supposed to sing. I didn't really know you had an option but to sing along to those songs, and kind of by default ended up singing with, in a higher register, I suppose, and sounding a little bit like all those wonderful female 60s pop singers. And only recently did I realise that men can sing like men. So I suppose that's just, yeah, from growing up and listening to those great female pop singers. But in terms of the retro feel of our music, I suppose I don't really listen to much contemporary music, and that might seem a bit backward and ill-informed, but I just listen to a lot of Bob Dylan. I mean, clearly O Mercy's named after a Dylan record, and he's a huge inspiration for Tom and I. So that's where that lyrical thing comes in, but in terms of the pop side of things, there's all those great 60s pop artists like, you know, Burt Bacharach.
You mentioned that you recently discovered that, to quote you, men can sing like men. Has that changed your approach at all?
Yeah, I have to say it would. Been listening to a lot of Leonard Cohen and Nick Cave. I suppose I'm just trying to wrap my head around that, and it's, yeah, definitely it's changing the way I'm approaching the new songs. Yeah, like I mentioned before, when writing a song, I always had a particular register in mind, and that was because I've been listening to particular female singers. And I suppose now that I'm listening to these kind of crooners, I keep that in mind when I write now, and it's definitely changing things.
Tell me about the song Seem Like a Good Idea.
The song Seemed Like a Good Idea came out really naturally. It was one of those songs that we kind of wrote in 10 minutes. Listening to artists like Paul Kelly and Bob Dylan, I got the idea of just filling up verses with, I suppose, stacks of words that share a general sentiment, and then kind of sum up that sentiment in the chorus and repeat it, like the Bob Dylan song I Want You, which is one of my favourite songs.